It's not fair to your brand to rely on the 1994 glamour shot you had done at the mall or the selfie that you took last week at the park. What do we mean by that? Why brand photos are important in this episode.
The world of online business is just not a cut and dry thing. There's no magic pill that creates ultimate success. And it doesn't matter if you're brand new to online marketing or if you're a pro.
What we do, however, have is a plan, a system, a set of tools at our disposal that we can use to build the business that we want in the way that makes the most sense to us. The business that matches who we are, what our goals are, and what we want to achieve.
And this year, we want you to hear stories from successful entrepreneurs and the lessons behind them that will help show you how to build your system. I'm Jenny Wright.
I'm Allison Lex.
And welcome to The System to Thrive.
I have recently gone through a bit of a process of figuring out how I'm going to show up online. And we can call this rebranding. We can call this getting clear. We can call it whatever we want. But part of that process was a photo shoot. And Jenny and I have had clients that have had to do the same thing. And it's always a little tricky to figure out what those photos are going to look like to stay in line with all of the other stuff we've spent all this time figuring out in our business. Jenny had the amazing opportunity to meet Natalie M. Laney, who is a brand strategist and photographer, when she helped one of our clients do exactly what I'm talking about. And Natalie has agreed to be on the show today. So Natalie, thanks for joining us.
Hello, I'm so excited to be here.
Talk to me real quick about why it's so important to have brand photos, because it's not a small investment, right? So why should we be spending the money on this?
It's not a straightforward thing to answer, but what I can say is that when a business has brand photos, it really showcases that they mean business. So they're investing in their brand, investing in showing up and representing themselves and showcasing themselves, which then in turn will encourage others to invest in them. And with brand photos, you may think like, what exactly are brand photos? Brand photos can be pictures of, I don't know, like you may think, is it a picture of the logo, the brand? But what I really specialize in is like personal branding photos. So it's the picture of the actual business owner. So the business owner in action, and if you are a product-based business, then yeah, you may have just pictures of your product, but I'm going to encourage you to have some product lifestyle images of people using the product and at least having some images of the brand owner holding the product itself so that you can kind of tie a face to the product. So you're tying a face to the product or service so that people can really connect with your brand. And the reason why you want those photos is because it'll help to create the connection, which I just mentioned, and then deepening that trust. And it makes that business unique because there can be many people doing the same thing, many people doing copy, social media strategy, lots of people making lipstick brands, you know? But when you have the image of the people using it and the business owner itself, that's what makes it unique.
And how do you support coaches, course creators, people with a virtual business, not a product in hand? How do the brand photos change and reflect that?
Yeah. So coaches is like actually one of my top types of clients that I help to service. And with coaches, they really want to position themselves as the expert in their field, the thought leader. It's having the versatile batch of images of themselves just doing their thing. So it could be as simple as sitting on a couch, leaning forward on the counter, or just hanging out, going for a walk. And you may think, what's so special about that? But that showcasing them in their element, their confidence, their vibe, really shining through the photo. And with those photos, there's so many things that you can do. It's just so versatile. You can attach it to a launch, you can put graphics on it, you can attach a really intriguing key message to their image. If they're a guest speaker, because most of the time, you know, like someone who's a coach, they may be doing a lot of expert talks. So they want to showcase their image, their vibe to these large scale audiences.
You said a lot there that just sings to my heart, because you and I have had some offline conversations, and we had one with you and Allison as well, but we talked about the ROI. I'm doing these brand photo shoots. And First of all, there's a whole, I mean, we haven't even talked about the whole get ready for it. I mean, we're not even going to get there probably, but if we can get to that today, great. I want to jump ahead 15 steps and I want to talk about the ROI of coming out of these things, because one of the things that you mentioned was, is a lot of people who were coaches, course creators, like the virtual online sort of business people like ourselves, like Allison and I, we don't have a product to showcase. We are technically the product. The usage of those photos is great for speaking, like you said, is great for social media. But the other ROI, especially for somebody like me who is a funnel builder, is the embedding and the use of those pictures as a modality to help increase know, like, and trust and get conversions on landing pages and sales pages. Can you talk a little bit about how a brand photo shoot can convert in that way?
Yes, for sure. So doing a brand photo shoot for one is upping your social media game, but also for launches is really key. So you may wonder, like, why do I need so many photos of myself? Why can't I just use the same one over and over, right? So imagine that you're a coach or course creator and you're launching. So you're inviting people perhaps to a webinar, a challenge, or whatever kind of lead magnet that you may have. And then you want those people to see you constantly, whether you're presenting, inviting them to consume any sort of content. When your face is in it, then they start to connect with you. And then when they keep seeing you, even in the emails, on the different landing pages, sales pages, and they keep seeing your face, they're like, I feel like I'm starting to get to like know them a little bit more and better. And there starts to be a little bit more personality and attachment to the content being consumed. But imagine that you're consuming something that doesn't have images. It's just empty. It's just words. It's like, who's creating this? It could be anyone. So you can see that there's a different feeling between the two scenarios. So for the return on investment, you are literally putting yourself out there. You are staying top of mind, which helps the person to make the decision quicker because they feel like they know you. They feel like they can trust you. And that is the main decision point. Can I trust this person with what they have to offer? It's like everyone is capable of doing it. Can I trust them? Can I give them all my money and they'll help me with the transformation that I desire? You can help them make that decision by showing up, by allowing them to get to know you. And it may feel a little bit vulnerable, you know, like putting your face out there. Why do I have to do that? But you'd be surprised. And the technique that I do when I do a brand photo shoot is that it's storytelling. So we're creating different story buckets so that we're showing different sides of the business owner so that there is some variety and interest when you're using these photos and putting them out there.
I had a photo shoot where I had a ton of pictures done. I think I bought all of them and there were like 90. Not all of them are usable, but that's my own personal body image issues. Anyway, and I use them. I use them everywhere. I use them in everything. And it was absolutely worth the money because otherwise all I'd have are either those six superposed JCPenney headshots or selfies.
What do you have against JCPenney overlaid headshots? Just asking for a friend.
There's nothing wrong with it. But when you only have three and you really kind of hated your hair. So I was doing something for my husband that did involve a photo shoot that we don't talk about at work, but it was, I had a boudoir shoot. And in order to surprise him, I couldn't come home with my hair all done. So I went to JCPenney and had these headshots done and pretended that's why I was all made up. So I have these headshots. I did not care about them. They just existed, but they were all I had. And so now I have ones that showcase my personality and showcase my colorfulness and all of that. And I use them everywhere. That's why I have something against the JCPenney hyperposed headshots. Anyway.
I was just honestly pulling your leg. I knew the backstory.
You sent me off. You sent me off on a whole tangent. Natalie's like, hi, more of my expertise, please. But the question that I actually have is there a place for those self-taken candid photos, either selfie style or tripod style? Is there a place in our overall brand photography strategy for that?
Yes, for sure. Absolutely. There is a place for everything, for sure. And I just want to put it into perspective, like when you do invest in brand photography for the ROI, you can essentially make back your investment by converting like one client, especially if you're offering like a high ticket offer. And I always encourage to mix it in with some authentic content, when you're out and about, because part of the strategy of what I put clients through is to plan those story buckets. So then you start to know, like, what else can I showcase with my photos? So it's showcasing the behind the scenes, you starting off your day, perhaps it's sharing information, teaching your audience. So if you're having a day where you're feeling good about what you look like, or you want to show the behind the scenes, or perhaps one of your connection points with your audience is the love of nature, and you're out walking and you see this amazing nature scene and you just want to capture it, go for it, because that is all about building connection and trust. And you can also use those types of images through your like stories, like short form video content, Instagram stories, for example, because sometimes I'll find that there is different types of audiences who will consume both. And even in email marketing, there's a ton of people who will put just a raw image that they've taken with their phone into email marketing and tell a story. And it just feels like really real. So definitely mix it up. There is like a spot for everything, but be strategic about it. There is definitely a way to be a little more intentional so that you can connect with your audience. Like if you find that there's certain images that people will reply back on, they're like, oh, then do more of that.
Funny that you said that, because I try and use the strategy that you just shared. And one of the things that got a lot of interest is when we had the cherry blossoms here in Toronto. Natalie and I are both in Toronto. And I went to Hyde Park with my sister-in-law and took some pictures and I put it on my Instagram stories. There was a lot of response from that, and it has nothing to do with my business. It was the fact that I took some time, actually, I related it to my business to be able to say, this is why I do what I do, because I can take off 3-4 hours in the middle of the day, go be able to check out the really cool cherry blossoms, even though we got our heads buzzed by some idiot with a drone, but we won't go there. That's a totally different story. He was driving everybody nuts. But going to see the cherry blossoms in Hyde Park, and if you're not from Toronto, go and Google it. It's gorgeous. We had a really good time, but that got a lot of interest on Instagram. I'm not even kidding. So there is a place for all of it. Here's the thing. Something I want to wrap around this, and this is really important to my side of what I do. Those images that you were talking about earlier and how we can use them on sales pages and launches and media kits and things like that, those elevate your brand and they elevate your business, but they also elevate your opt-in rates and your conversion rates. So you may not think that pictures matter, but they do. So if by taking, as an example, and the client that you and I share, Natalie, because we were able to do a photo shoot, the opt-in pages for that particular client, and I'd love to hear some stories from you, that particular client and others like that person, with headshots properly taken, with brand photo shoot properly done by you, you know, whomever, those pages convert better. So the opt-in rate jumps. My data shows me that it jumps about 10%, which is a massive jump. So anywhere between 5 to 10%, which is a huge jump of people. So if you have 100 people landing on your landing page and only 40 of them register, well, if we have a nice brand photography and we can get that up to 50, that makes 10 more leads into your email list, right? It's a big deal. And on a sales page, by having proper brand photography on there, it elicits a feeling, it creates an experience. And it, in my opinion, foreshadows the level of expertise or professionalism or clout or all of that kind of stuff that they bring to the table. Does that make sense? Does that sort of resonate with your feeling on what you're trying to create when you're doing the photo shoots?
Yes, absolutely. It's really giving the audience a taste of what to expect, for them to get a peek, a behind the scenes view, for them to start to imagine themselves working with that person. So even with coaches and course creators, for example, I'll always be like, let's try to throw in having you talk to someone and capturing those candid behind the scenes views, because then when someone's looking at that picture, they're like, I can imagine myself working with that person. And then they start to see themselves in that transformation already. So then you're already like sold. You know what I mean? Like they're already in.
Obviously, I second everything Jenny said, because it's really hard for me to admit as a copywriter that images matter. And it's an ego hit because I want to think the words on the page is all that matters, but it's not. And do you do any work with supporting your messaging? How do you make all of that get married when it comes time to put these shoots and these plans and these strategies together with the brand messaging and the brand imagery?
That's a good question. And visual complements really well with words, right? Just like in a picture storybook, you'll have the drawing, illustration, and then the words, and it's all done because people consume content differently. And when you have both, then it really supports each other really well, and it creates that stronger message. Just like some people prefer to listen to audiobooks versus reading, I'm kind of a mix of both. I think I might go back to reading words on paper, but it just really, you know, like depends. So through the planning process, it is a storytelling technique. So I create content buckets. And during the shoot, I do talk about like, okay, let's do this because I feel like you can use the images in this way. And then at the end of the shoot, there is like a download that I'll send them on like the different ways to use your branding photo shoot. You're like branding photos. So there's lots of different ways to feed your images in different mediums, like, I don't know, words like website, social media, downloadables and whatnot. And then in terms of the content, I do teach about ways to structure your social media framework in terms of having like a hook, your main content and call to action. But beyond that, I do really encourage them, one, to just tell a story from the heart, like storytelling, but do it in a way that's a little bit more shorter and concise for social media, but also like working with a copywriter. If that's not their skill set, it's not for everyone.
Preach it, preach it. If it's not your thing, don't do it.
Yep. Don't build funnels if you don't know how. I don't write my own copy anymore. I can write copy, but why would I write copy when my best friend is a directional copywriter?
I'm not allowed. I'm actually surprised that Jenny lets me have the password to my ClickFunnels account.
I've threatened to change it several times, that in Canva, because yeah, she should never
take away my Canva. Oh, I would be so mad at you.
Just so we're clear, it's my Canva.
Oh, it's totally her Canva, but it's my Canva. All my stuff's there.
We share a Canva. Anyways, go on.
When it comes to building your brand, having the right strategy for your photos and your imagery, don't do it on your own. Having that information about here's how to use the pictures, here's some ideas, here's how the structure to make sure you stay on point with your brand messaging, that's invaluable. That's expertise that people pay you for. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. I always like to think forward and big. So I'll ask them like, what do you have coming up? Do you have any launches plans? Are there any key calendar dates that your business promotes or celebrates? Like, and that's especially relevant for product-based businesses. And we start to create that content, like capture it visually so that when they're ready to feed it into their marketing or give it to their copywriter or their social media team, then it's already there and then they can just feed it in.
Okay, really quick, because you've mentioned a couple of different story buckets and you've mentioned this kind of throughout. And I've been taking notes because I really like to create lists. Obviously, you have professional brand photos as a type. Also within there, there's some behind the scenes type stuff, things you love. I think you mentioned walking in nature, maybe something from your personal life, products that you sell if you have something physical. Are there any other type of common story buckets that we should be looking to for our photos?
Yeah. So I like having the story bucket where there's connection, like with people. So if you're service-based, and that could be you talking to your client, having a conversation. And if your business is virtual, then it's you talking into your computer or laptop or however, like you're kind of acting out your day. So you're showcasing a day in the life of, because then people can see what it looks like. And also how you start your day, how you plan. So let's say that for launch strategy, maybe you have some sort of map or post-its or whatever, like you want to showcase that, right? Even when you're planning for like copywriting and stuff, what does that look like when you're doing that? What does your desk setup look like? How can people get to know you a little bit more and see what you're really into? Do you have any quirks about you that you can perhaps bring on? You know what I mean? Like,
I'm thinking of Allison right now with quirks right now.
And those are just really funny things to like showcase. And then also knowing your audience. So let's say that your target audience are parents. Maybe you're a parenting coach and you want to showcase that you get them and you can relate. Then you might have throw in some family photos or you interacting with your kids so that you're just more relatable and people feel like they get me, right? So it's really like looking at the bigger picture, like what are my audience into? Maybe they're into eating healthy or coffee. So then you'll weave that in because that's a connection point. And you also want to showcase that you are a knowledge expert, an expert in your field. So you can either illustrate you, maybe you have a goal to be a speaker. Maybe you aren't actually there yet, or maybe you are already speaking. I love taking those images of people presenting. And it's really easy to do it in a photo shoot, even though you're really presenting to nobody, we can mock it. Because for the content buckets, it's like showcasing that you're an expert, talking about you. I'm showing the behind the scenes. So that could be like planning or starting your day or showcasing things that you love to do every day or how your desk looks like. And then showcasing that people, so the like connection points. And if you're a product-based business, you want to showcase how it looks like to use your product in every sort of scenario. And who's using it. So oftentimes for product shoots, we'll like plan models and different types of models and look at who is their target audience and where would they buy it. So we'll even mock that up so that people can really, really imagine and immerse into that experience through the photos.
All right. You know, I love all this. So what kind of information is insanely important, must never be left out, that our listeners should give their future brand photographers? And if they're in Toronto, they should just contact you and we'll have all that information all over the show notes, by the way, shameless plug. But what should they give their photographers so that they have the best results from their session?
Yeah, so share as much as you can with your photographer, be really clear on your brand, right? So as a baseline, you really need to know your brand, the vibe. So I'll ask a bunch of questions like, how do you want people to feel when they interact with your brand? Who is your target audience? Tell me more about them. What do they like to do? Like age are they? What gender? Like lifestyle do they live? And because all of that is really important with picking the location for the shoot, how I'm going to shoot it, what it's going to look like. So being really honest, really allowing yourself to be vulnerable and let go. There's a heart framework that I defined, and like H is honing in on your brand vibe, right? So you want to share that with your photographer. So everything to do with the like mood, the look, the color. E is the expertise and experience. So really telling your photographer, like, what are you good at? What do you like to talk about all the time? Because then the photographer could then, you know, hopefully pull that out and showcase that, because you want to position yourself as that expert and showcase the experiences that you bring to the table. And then A in the framework is allowing yourself to be vulnerable and let go. So part of creating that connection on the photo shoot and making it successful is creating that connection with your photographer, because you'll essentially be working one-on-one with them. So you want to be comfortable. If there's things that make you uncomfortable, there's certain angles that you don't like, or you've had some bad experiences, or there's certain things about you that you don't find flattering, or maybe there's certain things about you that you love and you want to showcase more of, communicate everything, because a person won't know unless you tell them. And you don't want them to assume, even though we're, you know, like photographers, I don't always know, but it's just great to just lay it out on the table and allow yourself to be vulnerable in the process. And then R is relatable relationships. So that is, you know, knowing your audience, but sharing that with your photographers so that they can really step into the shoes of who you are and your brand to help you portray it, because they may not be an expert in your field and whatnot, right? So you kind of want to get them up to speed a little bit and don't assume that they'll do their own research. Just tell them, like, this is my brand, this is my business, and this is what it's all about. Like, just give them the 101 as if they don't know. And then T in the heart framework is time to nurture yourself and creativity. So sometimes, you know, it can be daunting to think about what you would want to capture in the photo shoot. So creativity can't be rushed. So take the time to nurture your soul, your heart, your body, and you will start to just come up with all the ideas. And some photographers will be experienced and will be able to help you plan it, and then others won't. So it may kind of rely a little bit on you. So you want to get your creative juices flowing and just show them some inspiration. So it could be you already know, or if you're not really sure, take some time to create a Pinterest board quickly. You can even take 10 minutes and just show some inspiration photos, or if there's any inspiration images at all, like maybe someone else's account, someone you admire, that's totally okay. You can just share it. And that way it just helps to get everyone on the same page. And that way you'll get exactly what you want.
Okay. So first, I have a question, because I'm going to ask you in a second to repeat the words in heart for me, because I didn't retain them. ADHD is fun. But second, that's kind of what I did with my photographer when I had a brand session. And I basically gave her my entire life story and everything she ever wanted to know, plus some. And what it did was it made it absolutely seamless for us on site to collaborate and work together and create some really fun shots, because that's part of my brand, is the fun and the quirk and the silly. And we have some amazing photos because of that pre-work that I put into it, that she was then able to put into it.
And not to mention, I got to see every single outfit and we voted on it. And
oh yeah.
I mean, like, there was a whole thing. And it was a whole thing.
But yeah.
Like, which shoes? And I'm like, no, not the chunky black shoes. She's like, I'm using the black shoes anyways. I'm like, no.
Because I love them and they remind me of high school. They make me feel young, dang it. But it really is that important to sit there and be like, okay, these are the emotions that I want to invoke. This is how I want to come across. And this is what my business is about. This is what I'm about.
Yes.
And then I really did like what you said about letting yourself just get in the moment. The first 10 minutes, I think, or 20 minutes of every photo shoot are awkward as all get out.
Yeah, for sure.
But then get yourself into it. So can you quickly repeat what those words are in heart? Because I want to write them down.
Yeah. So H is hone in on your brand vibe. E is expertise and experience. A is allowing yourself to be vulnerable and let go. R is relatable relationships. And T is time to nurture yourself and creativity.
I love that. Yes. Do you help people figure out their brand vibe? What if they don't know? Do you help with that at all?
I will ask some questions, and usually I can start to get it out. Just asking different questions on, like, how do you want people to feel? What are the moods and emotions? What are some key words that come up? So kind of asking the same question in different ways to get the answer. And then also when I'm talking to them, like, because I always want to talk to my clients and have that consult, and we also have like a planning hour together, then it really helps me. I can hone in on that.
I was on your planning call with the client that we did the photo shoot with, and I've never been on a planning call for a photo shoot. Like, you're the only photographer or brand photographer that I've ever worked with that's done that. And I thought it was an invaluable piece, because not only did you come prepared, I mean, there was a Google sheet, and Allison loves Google sheets. Allison, this was like super prepped, and she had buckets, and she had like a timeline. 7:40, we're going to be here, and we have 10 minutes of travel time, and then we're going to go here, and then we're going to do this. And she was like, it was exciting. It actually got you excited for the photo shoot. And then we even went over, like, I was allowed, I don't even know why I was allowed to talk on that call, but I was allowed to talk on that call, which is great. So I was like, hey, and what about this? Like, it was just very good to have you on that, which was cool. And then the thing I kind of wanted to wrap up with, because I mean, we could keep talking and we're probably going to have you back for a completely different episode, but really want to talk about how this is what you do and you're really good at it. And how can people find you and how can they connect with you? So tell us more about that information so we can get people to get their eyeballs on what you're doing.
Yeah. So I love doing this, and it's like, I never expected to be doing what I do. Like, a large part of my career was corporate. I was doing project management in the banks for like 17 years. And I went to business school and I gravitated towards the kind of marketing and strategy courses. So when I started photography, I was shooting families, but I was like, oh, I miss doing a little bit more of that strategy work. I've always had that creative bone in my body, so it's inevitable that I'm doing photography, but I love the strategic piece. I love that bigger picture, and I'm also highly intuitive. So working with people one-on-one and helping them see that bigger picture and pulling everything out and being able to map it out and putting into buckets, you know, just like organizing and then planning the logistics of the day is, I mean, I'm a project manager. It's like ingrained in me. I can't help it. So that's why I really love what I do. And I see the results. I see people converting, their audience is expanding, and they show up differently. They're showing up with confidence. So it's something that I really, really highly encourage. I love to hang out on Instagram and LinkedIn. So those are kind of my two homes right now. On Instagram, it's Pictonat Branding Creative. And then my website is pictonat.com. And I actually named it Pictonat because when I was taking, it was like this business of photography course, and they're like, okay, it was old school. They're like, now you got to create letterhead. And, you know, I had to create stationery and all that. And you have to think of a business name. And I was like, I don't know. So I just said, you know, Pictures by Natalie, Pictonat. And I created this like logo really quickly on the spot. And then I don't even know, like, I think 5 years later is when I actually started and left my corporate job to start my company. I just, like, my husband was like, why don't you just use that? Like, we already bought the domain. we had bought the domain. I'm like, okay. So then that's just how that name was born. And that's how you can find me, Pictonat.
We will have links to all of that on the show notes at systemtothrive.com. And this is episode 179. So systemtothrive.com/179 to go ahead. We'll link directly to the website. And I think you also have 12 ways to use your brand photos download, which we'll link directly to that as well. So we'll make sure people can get in touch with you there.
Amazing.
All right. Well, this was amazing. Thank you so much for doing this with us. We really, really appreciate it. There was so much information here. If you haven't already, get your brand photo shoots done. Funnel Builder in me begs you, please do it. And also, and you have good stuff for social media. And it also complements what Allison does, which is the copywriting. So get them done, have them for your business and everything like that. And if you need help with it and you're in Toronto or you want to fly Natalie to some awesome location, find her, contact her, and she can come do that for you. I just basically volunteered you for travel. Sorry.
Yay.
Could be fun. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure you're following the podcast wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, and check out the show notes at systemtothrive.com/179. And we'll see y'all soon. Take care.
Jenny and I have fun with every single episode we do, and we hope that you enjoyed it as much as we do. If you loved this episode, will you leave us a review on Google or Apple? And will you tell three friends?
Three friends that you actually like, by the way. But find us at systemtothrive.com for more episodes, transcripts, as well as other resources. You can also find a way to get in touch with Allison and I and find out how you can work with us to better your business. Thanks so much.